A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in the one place. He said, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it, and may another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who is also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. He raises up the lowly from the dust. From the dunghill he lifts up the poor, to seat them with princes, with the princes of his own people. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So are you a Barsabbas man or a Matthias man? Who are you voting for? Today's the Feast of St. Matthias. We hear the story in our first reading. He's counted an apostle. He is the one who replaced Judas. They chose him by lots, like casting dice or whatever, basically. But I find it kind of fascinating. Gosh, I wish I would have known more about Barsabbas. You know, he wasn't a bad guy. It wasn't like pitting two political candidates against each other. But there had to be others as well. I mean, the implication when Peter's like, we've got to choose someone who was with us from the beginning, from the baptism up until the resurrection and the ascension. So there had to be a number of men, not just these two. And so I would have loved to have heard, you know, what became of these guys? What did they go on to do? How did they lead the church and so forth? Even Matthias, I mean, he's elected. We don't really know much about him. But it just shows that, there are greater ways of serving in the church. I mean, the apostles get obviously the spotlight, but there are so many others. And just because, you know, you and me, we're never going to be remembered in history for, you know, our faith and what we've done in the church, that doesn't matter. Like, your role is significant, just like those individuals. And you were in the running, if you will, on the ballot to be elected in this prominent position. But even though you weren't elected, you're still meaningful. And so that's, I guess, the line that, I want to you know, focus on here, the responsorial psalm, the Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Let Christ speak that to you. He will give you a seat with the leaders of his people. He's choosing you, as he says in his gospel, I've appointed you to bear fruit. He wants to elevate you to that position. But again, and me too, you know, I have to hear this as well. The seat with the leaders of his people, though, isn't necessarily something, some construct, like being a priest or a bishop or, you know, sitting on the pastoral council of your parish or some role in the archdiocese, whatever it might be. There are other ways to sit with the leaders of his people. And I think the way for us is to influence the leaders of his people through your own prayerfulness, through your spirituality. I need to hear from you, not like your opinions on, you know, hey, the parish needs to, you know, build this building or do. No, I need to hear how you see God. What is God speaking to you? He's communicating something to me, but he's also communicating something to you. And if you're a prayerful person and you desire to see the face of the Heavenly Father, to do God's will, then he'll speak to you. And that's something I need to hear. And that's how you'll have an influence on the church. So may St. Matthias pray for us that we may have that profound relationship with God and sit at the table of the Lord. Amen.